What's going on, everybody? Coach Dean here with the MSA Nation. Today is the doubleheader, hitting you with another one to end off this week. Two topics that I'm pretty excited about. I'll see to it that you guys will be well informed about these two, because it's a very interesting subject that gets tossed around through the fitness industry and also the health and wellness industry. So stay tuned. We will be right back. What's up, everybody? Coach Dean here with the MSA Nation. Today is the first topic of the doubleheader. First doubleheader topic will be about why we don't lose weight. What are the main reasons why? And then one of the main reasons why we don't lose weight is because of the information overload on the internet. It's like, it's so much stuff on there that we really don't know exactly what is real and what's not, what's truth, what's false. Best advice for that specific reason why we don't lose weight is do your research and make sure that what you're about to do has stood the test of time. The key lifts, you know, squats, deadlifts, bench press, compound movements that work more than one muscle at a time, and then go to the isolation exercises. So that's actually a preview of the free fitness programs as well. So the second thing is you're probably eating too much. It's like obvious, you know, like the law of energy balance always stood the same. Consume less calories than you burn, and you'll naturally lose weight. And the logistics will go into it later as far as the macronutrients, the frequency of the protein, how much fat, but just getting the idea of calories down pack is really like the staple in order for you to know if you're eating too much or too little. And that leads you into another topic, the last topic, which is you're probably eating too little amount of calories. If you have just a salad and like some peanuts in it with some whatever you want to have inside of the salad, you know, and then some granola bars in the morning with a milk and some light dinner at night, your metabolism is being destroyed because of that. Because you have to eat at a high frequency, and it always has to be of the whole grains, protein content, and things like that in order for it to be a balanced diet. So that is really important for you to really have the frequency in your metabolism of the protein, carbs, and the fats, in order for you to really build a strong body. In our breast milk, when you extract it, it's protein, carbs, fats, vitamins, and minerals. So why would you stop eating and only eat salads and granola bars all day when your body is craving for more? You may lose fat temporarily, but your body will start making hormonal adjustments to where it starts to keep the fat on the body, because the fat is the strongest source of energy. Is 9 calories per gram. So those are the three topics for today. Just keep those things in mind. I'll be right back. Currently at work, msafit216@gmail.com. See ya. What's up, everybody? Coach Dean here with the MSA Nation. Sorry about yesterday, I was unable to finish off the doubleheader, but I'm happy I didn't, because I have changed the topic of the doubleheader as far as the second topic. This is an incredible one that I'm about to discuss, and this is about doing partial reps and not doing full range of motion. So to briefly bring this to a close, we do half reps, partial reps on the bench, the squat, sometimes even isolation exercises, and that is something that really needs to be disciplined. Everything has to be full range of motion for us to really get the full contraction that we're looking for. We can't expect for our bodies to fully change if we're doing half reps on the bicep curl and not, you know, going all the way down, all the way up, keeping the elbow in place, actually focusing on mind muscle connection. Mind muscle connection is very important when it comes down to
seeing that muscle grow. And the only way to actually do mind muscle connection is if you do full range of motion. That way you know exactly what is contracting and not working other things. Like, for instance, you can do a tricep extension and you can completely work your forearms the entire time because you're not using your hand as a like a hook, basically. It's just focusing on the mind muscle contraction of the tricep itself. The same thing with an overhead press. You can mistakenly work on your front delts. You can do bent over barbell rows, and you can actually work your bicep more than that, and actually your forearm as well. So when you do full range of motion, your body has no choice but to contract the muscle that is actually being used in that motion, because it's going down and all the way up. If you're looking for actual like speed, then you can kind of do, like, I would even say partial reps, because you still have to go reasonably down and all the way up, etc. Full, reasonably eccentric, reasonably concentric. For the speed, you know, that's more like joint stability and functionality. But the majority of cases, full range of motion is very, very, very fundamental, and it's a staple in the fitness industry and a staple inside of the weight room. So that is the ending of the doubleheader. If you have any questions, email me at msafit216@gmail.com. Free training programs for everyone. Y'all have a wonderful evening.